Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and today is Wednesday, July 15th. Wow, can you believe it's already the middle of July? This year is moving and shaking, and I hope that wherever you are, you're having a great day. Thank you so much for taking the time to join in on the show today, whether you are joining us live or via archive. Today is the third Wednesday of the month, which means that the lovely Elizabeth Pendleton is here to discuss all things angels and astrology, and we're going to give you an inside scoop onto this new energy coming in and some insights on how to work with it so you can make the most of this new cycle. If you're new to the show, welcome. You're in for a treat because this is a really fun and informative show. Elizabeth is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the globe to maximize their best potential. It's my pleasure to welcome her back to the show today. Thank you for being here, Elizabeth.
You are so welcome. Hello, and hello to everyone listening. And just whenever you're joining us, happy Leo cycle and happy new moon. We're actually recording this on a brand new Cancer moon on the 15th of July, about a week before the sun officially goes into Leo. So we're really in the mix of a lot of energy. Big full moon. We got Mars opposing Pluto. And we got a bunch of, you know, amongst the planets in Cancer and everything getting kind of squared from Uranus. So, yeah, it's been a whole lot of shaking going on, but we're getting ready for Leo to, you know, bring all that sunshine back and, you know, some other stuff that we'll get to talk about today. So, you know, hello and hello to the globe.
Yeah, awesome. I noticed that today, that it's an auspicious day for our show, so that's really exciting. And I'm really excited to chat about this new Leo cycle, which is also a very special cycle for you since it's your birthday cycle. So happy birthday, Leo.
Thank you. It's, you know, always, it is a celebratory, you know, it is kind of one of those things where every other birth sign, like I always feel worse for the Capricorns because they've always... they must get that, you know, Christmas / birthday gift every year. They get like so old. And yeah, August has no major holidays. And of course, Leo's wouldn't have any of that. We won't be upstaged. But it just seems so perfect because it's the sign in astrology that's ruled by the sun. You know, each sign has a ruling planet. And so we're in the northern hemisphere. We're right in the middle of the summer. And this is also a fixed sign, which means it's the sign that comes in the middle of its respective season. So it's really holding down all that, you know, ferocious summer energy. And so it just seems so perfect to me that we get our, you know, sunshine and our dose of, you know, source energy at this time of the year. And so it's not just for the, you know, the Leos, but it's really for everyone to go, oh, you know, a little celebration, but also some courage where you need it and confidence, you know, the lion, think about that, how he or she just, you know, sashays around, you know, tail in the air and that roar, holy cow, don't mess with a Leo. Yeah. we have, you know, those energies on tap, and we have so many planets going through Leo this time. It's crazy. It's like a total Leo party. It's
awesome.
You know. Yeah. So I don't know which way you want to like do this. If you, I mean, I you said angels and astrology, so you have angel messages and you have astrology stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know, wherever you want to go with this.
Well, let's start with the angel messages for the cycle. They came in a little bit different this time for the first time ever. And then let's move into all the amazing components and the info that you always bring to the show. And so my main message, it came through from Archangel Michael, and for those of you who are new to working with angels, it's a really strong energy. Archangel Michael is the protector energy, helps to clear away the old and increase courage, confidence, and clarity, and helps to move forward on our life purpose without delay, and really helps to support us in letting go of the procrastination or fears in moving forward. So have a really clear message for us today. It actually came through as a really beautiful vision with a lot of components. So similar to if you went to watch like a mini movie at the movie theater. And it's a really powerful message for us this cycle. So I'm going to describe what I saw and then the messages that came along with it. So if you listen to this show regularly, you'll notice that this message came through in a really different way than the others have. It's pretty incredible, and I hope that you get a lot of takeaways from it. So I saw an image of a child sitting down under a nighttime sky, and they were just sitting down on what looks like a little patch of grass, kind of like a backyard image. And the child was 7 or 8 years old. And then all of a sudden, they began to kind of float upward into the sky, really naturally and organically, and started moving stars around. So almost if you can imagine just moving things around on your tablet or iPad, similar kind of thing, like this is going to go over here, and then that one's going to go over there, and I'll move this away, and I'll move this closer to me. And then once all of the stars had been arranged, this child grabbed them and then brought them back down with them, back to that little grassy patch, as they return back to the ground, and then set them back up directly in front of them. So again, imagine if you had just like this kind of a screen, if you will, in front of you, directly in front of them, and then put them back up exactly how they wanted those stars to be. Then I was shown that those stars, each one, was connected to the heart space. So if you can imagine this really pretty, glowing, almost like a string, but it was made out of light, kind of like that brightness when you see the stars, or even if you think about Christmas lights on trees, the little white ones, how they make the light kind of come out away from them. Very same thing, just going from that star into the heart space. And these stars represented passions and personal joys that were special to them on a deep, fundamental level. And I was shown that this cycle is all about passion, heart space, and getting clear about what shifts you need to make to get your true priorities into alignment. So I was shown that getting quiet and going within is essential to gain the clarity about what you will grab and make a priority and what will be released. So really focusing on your personal true passion and your deep calling from your heart. This is what's on deck for this cycle. And I saw that the child represents that true, pure place within you, no matter how old you are chronologically. And so it's really analogous to giving yourself permission to kind of feel out what is right for you, or see what's right, or really tune into what you know you want to pull into the forefront and what things you want to move out of your space. And that carving out time to get to that quiet space so you can get clear, and then follow your heart as you take action to make your passion into a priority is really, really important right now. I was shown that this is a time of restructuring in preparation for the end of the year, and that this month, this cycle, really doing the work is not only going to help you get on track for the end of the year, but I see that what you shift or move into that beautiful heart space, that passion space that just makes you feel like, yes, this is exactly what's lighting up inside of me, is going to actually carry you through into the beginning of 2016. I see that this cycle is all about, it's just really powerful. It's all about getting into that space that feels in alignment for you. The key words that I was shown for this cycle are passion, heart, and calling. And really the question is, what are you being called to do? And as we follow through with this, things open up. I kept seeing that this is a powerful time to get clear, but it's also a powerful time to shine bright. So if you can just imagine like this beautiful illumination, again, coming from the inside out, and the way that you tap into that is going into that heart space and focusing on your personal passion. And also giving yourself permission to know that when you get into that heart space, you activate that personal power. And it's a place that will feel really natural and organic for you, even if you're someone who tends to identify as being like timid or shy. Moving into that space will allow you to increase more confidence and clarity and help you to move forward. And I really saw that it's important not to push this onto the back burner, that this is really what we're all being guided to do. And you don't have to carve out tons of time to get into that quiet space, a few minutes here and there will actually really help you to kind of hone in on what your personal passion in projects or drive is really kind of opening up for you this cycle. So that's what came through for me, a little bit different than the way the messages usually come through, but fully powerful and supportive, beautiful. I would say.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. Wow. I was so there while you were saying that. And it does. I mean, again, for people who listen regularly, we say this every time, but we don't compare messages before the show. And, you know, what Christy pulls in, she's a Pisces, so she's just pulling it in from total spirit space, you know. And I have too many planets in Virgo, so I sit there and I do my research with my dates and my little symbols. But it all comes together, and it's amazing that, you know, how they balance each other and how the, you know, the message from spirit is really so similar. So, you know, to that vision that you know, Christy was shown, Leo is the sign of the child, you know, and it's represented by play. And, of course, it actually, the two parts of the body, if we're talking medical astrology, Leo rules the heart, you know, as well as the sign. So, and,
wow.
You know, coincidence? I think not. And also each of those stars is, of course, a sun, right? We were just talking about Leo being the ruler of the, you know, the sun being the planet representing Leo. So that child playing, you know, and these worlds that excite us, you know, that are really our inner joy and being, that message is so important because, so, you know, for the dates, go flip over to the logical side. So just so you guys have these handy, on the 22nd, the sun moves into Leo, and of course it's in each sign for about a month. Then the very next day, Mercury, which always does follow pretty closely to the sun, also moves in. So that's our thinking and our ideas. So we're really going to want to play. We're going to be thinking about playing, and our ideas are going to be centered around, you know, those sort of social gatherings that are fun. And you may think, oh, I'm being frivolous. But that's where you give yourself the permission for spirit to bring something in. By being open and saying, what's giving me joy? Like that child, you know, playing in the grass. Like when, you know, up till maybe modern culture, now that the kids have play dates and all that stuff, that, you know, my generation, it was like, go outside and play. You know?
Yep.
There was no game plan other than get out of my hair. You know? For you old schoolers in the audience, you know, but we had a backyard and or the block, you know, that all the kids would, mm-hmm. would just roam freely. We discovered and played, and those were really, really great times. And so the next thing that's going to happen is Venus, as of the 18th, will just be getting forward to 0 degrees of Virgo. So it's going to touch Virgo, and that becomes important and relevant to what Christy was saying later. I'm going to explain that. But it's going to go retrograde on the 25th, big trend, until September 6th. But when it retrogrades, it'll be at 0 degrees Virgo, and it's going to stay at that zero, so it won't go any further. And by the 31st of July, it comes back into Leo. So it's moving backwards, hits that 29 degrees again, and comes all the way back to 14 degrees by September 6th. So that's the sun, Mercury, then Venus. And, of course, we already have Jupiter in Leo, and it's finishing up this big year-long cycle, which means two things. One, we're going to have another big shift into Virgo, which again ties into what you're saying, and we'll get onto that in a sec. But it also means that Jupiter, this planet of expansion, you know, that just amplifies and enlivens whatever it touches, there it's connecting with the Sun, with Mercury, with Venus. It's going to be in Leo until August 11th, and it will be at the intense late degrees when planets again get up to that, you know, into the 20, anything 20 to 29, they are cooking, they are just percolating, you know. It's the, you know, the most intense energy of each of the signs when they hit those last degrees. And so from now through August 11th, Jupiter is just going to be all about the Leo thing, you know, whether it's celebration, celebrity, play, or leadership, you know, courage. Where in your life do you need to make a stand? And maybe it's a stand to play where you say no to people or situations that keep pulling you off that purpose, that's joy, and you know, you get your little Leo back up and stand up, but, you know, it doesn't stop there, but wait, there's more. I know, you're like, that's already more planets than Leo. So on the 8th of August, you know, just as Jupiter's getting ready to, you know, leave, who comes to town? Mars. I'm just like, OMG. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so talk about livening up the party. That other bunch is like, to me, it's like a party, but it's a good party, and everybody's having a great time, and it's kind of maybe getting on 2 in the morning. Mars is the guy who shows up at like 1:45 and says, come on, I've read another whatever. And we're, you know, so the party goes on until about 4 because Mars showed up. And I mean, it's this, it's our action, it's our motivation, and we just like get going, and it's in fire. And it's, of course, all these guys in Leo are going to be trined by Uranus and Aries, you know, and Uranus is just this huge outer planet. It's in instigative Aries that just like, boom, do this, go push, you know, and, you know, just is so infusing us, like we can't not do anything. That's not an option. Inaction is not, you know, in the cards for these guys. And then we get to the new Leo moon on about a month from now, on the 14th of August. You know, so that'll be a new Leo moon-sun conjunction, you know. And by then, Mars will have left. Mercury will have left because it moves so quickly. It'll be in Leo from about the 23rd of July till the 7th of August. So that's usual. But as you can see, there is this constant Leo parade, so to speak. It's just sort of like, okay, Mercury leaves, but Mars comes in the next day, and then Jupiter's gone, but Mars is just getting started. And so it is a really, you know, all those messages that Christy was saying about, you know, just carve out a little niche in your day to do some of what you love, because it will not only make that day better, it's probably going to start creating that opening for more of what you want to come in. And it's also a huge message from the universe to be fearless like the lion and take those ginormous steps, those leaps of faith, you know, because of that Jupiter thing. Jupiter's our faith, you know. And so, you know, we really get this energy of like, where do you need to be courageous? Where are you afraid? You know, it's okay to acknowledge that. But all this Leo energy is here to really fortify us, just like the sun. You know, I grew up in Florida, and I don't know if people can relate to this, but there's a thing that happens when you lay on the beach and you just let the sun soak in, and there's this little setting that just happens internally, and you just feel, it's not about being like hot or sweaty or anything. You just feel like, oh, you just gotten solar powered, and just full of this warmth and this healing energy. So we have so much of that on tap, and the only sort of hindrances that I would say, we do have this major bottleneck at the end of the month. So on the 25th, as I mentioned, Venus goes retrograde, and the very next day Uranus goes retrograde, and that's a big deal. Two planets in fire signs, you know, slowing down and then, and then moving backwards. But the context is that Pluto's already retrograde, Neptune's already retrograde, Saturn's already retrograde, the nodes are retrograde. So, you know, for those of you playing along at home, playing the home version, and because it's all the outer planets, you know, we consider Uranus, Neptune and Pluto, the outer planets, and those rule the big global forces, which, as we all know, have been quite intense this past month. So, you know, it would not be out of the question for systems to get shut down during that week, to have more of like what we saw in last week with Wall Street going, or the New York Stock Exchange, I should say, going down for 3 hours. But, yeah, big outer planets, you know, or maybe this is going to be some movements where people just shut it down or do major strikes. Luckily that period is from about the 25th of July only till about August 1st, because Saturn, depending on your time zone, Saturn kind of breaks the cycle and stations to go direct finally in those late degrees of Scorpio on August 1st or 2nd, depending on your time zone. And that leads me to point three that I just want to cover, is that Saturn is... it's a planet of restriction. Jupiter, as we talked about, is a planet of expansion, you know. And talk about opposing forces or two different purposes. You know, Saturn shows us our limitations and where the largesse is excessive. And it's in Scorpio, so, you know, don't mess with Scorpio in the late degrees, you know. And the problem is, or the the conflict that's being set up astrologically, is that Saturn being in Scorpio in those late degrees forms an exact square to everything that's going to roll through Leo. So So that, when we get to the squares, it's truly when things kind of come to a head, and we have to decide this way or that. And I feel like this combination is where we're really going to be asked, because think about it, you know, like, and I give the dates in my video, but I'd say watch the first week of August. Once Saturn turns direct, that first through the 5th of August is when we're going to have a number of these. We're going to get Jupiter being squared by Saturn on the 3rd. On the 5th, we're going to get Venus with its second square to Saturn. And on the 6th, it's going to be Mercury. So that week, you know, is pretty intense for these squares. But if we think about the purposes, if Leo's getting a little out of hand, a little too arrogant, say it's that party analogy, that's a pretty neutral one, but anybody who's ever tried to get sleep when people are just going carrying on knows this one, the other side of this coin. So you know, when Leo, that fire's kind of getting out of control, or is being too self-centered, you know, Saturn over there will just be like the smackdown. You know, it's like the cops showing up and saying, cool it, you're disturbing the peace. And but in our own lives, this could be anything. You know, Leo loves, you know, a luxurious life and all that stuff. And so, you know, Saturn will temper that and say, okay, what's in your bank account, you know? And the other little part, too, that we're going to cover so much more next month, but I just want to give you guys a little glimpse into, is I feel like there is some, between Saturn checking Leo largesse and Jupiter shifting over to Virgo, and even just this little taste of Virgo that Venus is going to have from the 18th through the 31st, those things are telling us, you know, we are going to have to put the analysis to things. We're going to be shifting over into Virgo energies, which are much more calm than Leo. So it's sort of like enjoy the party this cycle, but also notice we're starting to get the change of the guards. And this was the last thing that really connected with your message, Christy, because by the end of the year, the North Node will be in Virgo. Jupiter, you know, is already going there now, but we'll also have, you know, Saturn back into another mutable sign, that of Sagittarius. And so we're really going to shift over into this whole next paradigm of all the mutable energies that we touched on a little earlier this year. But so we're getting a bit of that, and that Virgo part really makes us go through the books, go through every detail. It's, you know, due diligence should be its, you know, moniker. And it's really going to be in alignment with a lot of the energies that will come, you know, more and more into the fore as we finish out the year. So, yes, it's the play, be in touch with the joy, and then we're going to start bringing it into practice as we finish out the year.
Wow.
Amazing. Wow. This is a huge cycle. And yeah, it's just, I know you said it, but I'm going to say it too. It's incredible how our messages dovetail every single month. And we do not call each other to say, oh, this is what I'm getting. What do you see? Like when you're pulling all of that data in, it's just incredible how it all comes together.
Yeah, I think our guides and angels, you know, are friends.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for all of that amazing insight. As always, you always bring so much detail and have all these great ways to help us really anchor the information and messages so that we can apply it and make the most out of this cycle.
You're so welcome, and I really hope it's helpful to everybody. And I do. I feel like the stars just give us a roadmap. Like when we're driving, you know, we just sort of need to know what's ahead so we can be prepared and move with it.
Exactly. And I can't believe it, but we're already in the last 4 minutes of the show, and I really want to make sure that people know how they can connect with you and work with you for a private session and all that good stuff.
Great. Thank you so much. Yes, you guys, you can come to elizabethoracle.co and you can sign up for the email list because in the email community there are specials that no one else gets. You can also watch me on YouTube, and I always post the video on the site, so you can just come to my site, elizabethoracle.co, as the portal, and you'll always be able to connect with everything else there. And there's a growing archive of both videos and articles. So if you're curious about astrology and want to keep learning more, you know, you can just watch those. And I, you know, give the forecast, and then you can also refer to it and see it on charts to see what it looks like in a chart. And, of course, you can connect with me for readings there. I do both strictly astrology, astrological readings where we would pull up your chart and look at the current trends and see how all that's interacting. But I also just, you know, like Christy, do very intuitively guided stuff. That's, you know, the majority of what I do is just purely, you know, pulling the information that you want to look at with my guides and guardian angels and just, you know, reading specific to what someone wants to know. I don't waste a lot of time telling about your past and your future and all that stuff. We tune right into what you want to know. And so people can contact me through the site there. And yeah, I think that's all the goodies. And what do you have? You have lots of goodies too.
Oh, thank you. Yes, if you would like to come over and opt into my community, you can find me over at KristyMAyala.com, KristyMAyala.com. And like Elizabeth, I give specials exclusively to my newsletter community as well that aren't advertised anywhere else. So all you have to do is click into the little newsletter button and you'll join the community. And as soon as you join, you'll get access to a free meditation download and also special as a new member. And gosh, it is just a wonderful opportunity to connect with you all through the show. And thank you so much, Elizabeth, for being here. It's just, I look forward to the show every month, and I really appreciate all the time and energy you put in to prepare for the show.
Oh, I look forward to it too, and I just really thank everybody listening and sharing and liking and all the good stuff. Let us know, you know, and yeah, it's a play. So you know, that's one of my favorite days of the month too.
Me too, and yes, thank you so much to everyone who tuned in, whether you joined us live or via archive. And if there's anything special that you guys want to hear us do or focus on, drop us a note and let us know, because we really enjoy creating shows that offer you support and insight, and we look forward to creating even more shows and content that are going to help you to maximize your best potential as you move forward through every cycle. And as always, we are wishing you a wonderful, wonderful day and a fantastic week, and we look forward to reconnecting with you next time. And you can find archives of all the shows just by going into the episode section of Blog Talk Radio for the Show /Christy Ayala, and you can just click into all of that great stuff if you want to see or listen to anything else that you may have missed. But until next time, wishing you a wonderful week, and as always, many blessings. Bye-bye.